This is Anna Carmo with UN News. UN staff in Cox's Bazar are monitoring Cyclone Fani's movements very closely for any potential impact on what is the world's largest refugee camp, agencies said on Friday. The cyclonic storm made landfall close to Puri in eastern India, and it's expected to reach the southwestern part of Bangladesh during Friday night. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and the International Organization for Migration, IOM, are taking measures to ensure the protection of families during the expected heavy rains and strong winds. There are more than 900,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh, most of whom fled Myanmar in 2017. IOM Deputy Chief of Mission in Bangladesh, Manuel Pereira, spoke to UN News' Alexandre Soares by phone from Cox's Bazar.
So the preparation for the cyclone is a continuous process. Bangladesh suffers two cyclonic seasons every year, and so we continue every day the efforts to create enough preparedness. This cyclone that is now over in Bangladesh has, of course, speeded up some basic preparations from our side. We have been focusing in the last weeks on the coordination mechanisms, but also on the pre-positioning of relief items inside the camps so that distributions and support to the refugees can be made faster. But also, another thing we have done, UNHCR and IOM over the last weeks have accelerated the distributions of tie-down kits to ensure that the roof of the shelters of the refugees has much more capacity to resist heavy rain and heavy winds over the coming season and specifically over these weekends. We want to avoid at all costs any loss of life.
Can you tell me why this work is important? What are the vulnerabilities of the camp that make it so crucial?
Well, this being one of the biggest, if not the biggest, single refugee camp in the world and based out of an operation that is quite young, 2 years. We are arriving to the mark of 2 years. The needs are still very big in terms of basic services. So there has not been the opportunity or resources to build concrete evacuation shelters. So all the effort that we have been doing is to guarantee the minimum displacement possible at the highest security level for the families. These tie-down kits and other reinforcements that have been done in the shelters will allow them to have a stronger resistance to the winds of the monsoon and of a start of a cyclone, but also to the heavy rain. If we arrive to a situation of extreme danger, other measures of temporary relocation will be identified together with the government of Bangladesh that has been very proactive to guarantee the safety and security of the refugees.